All right. What's going on, y'all?
What's happening?
Yep, this is D Divine for Your Mind.
This is Wise Nine.
And today, on this episode of The Mood Slingers, we got a very special guest with us. He's 1/4 of member of The Mood Slingers, and he's also like the financial guru of the group. My man Cage is in the house, man. What's good?
What's up, man?
The financial guru.
Nah, it's a pleasure to be with my brothers, man. Mood Slingers, man. I was telling Waz the other day, because, you know, I'm watching the videos, I'm listening to the podcast. I'm like, man, I'm getting jealous, man. You know, I need to get down with something, you know?
I mean, you out there, you know, you doing the moving and shaking and all that kind of thing. Yeah, so man. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you got to make some time, you know what I'm saying, to talk about some things that's important to the community and the culture that normally don't get discussed. It's always somebody that, okay, like, people will have when they're talking about money, or they'll have it when they're talking about the entertainment, but they
mix the two.
Like, it needs to be more of a conversation where they're mixing the two and educating people.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of, you know, why we wanted to get Cage in here, because a lot of times we miss light on what happens after the entertainment, you know what I'm saying? And having your life squared away after that, so... You know what I'm saying? He can give us some insight on some of that. You know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, like one of the things that that I wanted to ask you, Cage, was like, you know, the importance of life insurance. I know I have to get some myself, you know what I'm saying? Right. But there's a lot of people in the entertainment industry, you see, where something happens to them, the first thing they do, the family, the loved ones, they got to create a GoFundMe.
Right, or the fish fry.
Yeah. Right, in order to pay for the expenses, the burial expenses or whatever. So tell me, what's the importance?
And let's not even get it twisted. It ain't just hip-hop artists.
Right, just the black community in general.
Right, our community in general, you know what I'm saying, needs this information.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, Get Life was founded on that whole situation of not having the education. And that's for me on a personal level. Like, as you guys know, grew up, I was in the music business. Mm-hmm. I had some success, man. I ain't gonna lie. I was doing my thing. Right. But I decided to kind of leave the business. And after that, I realized I have no financial acumen. I have no business. Well, not really business, but financial acumen. I didn't know anything about credit. Because, you know, growing up, you know, I hung with hustlers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right,
it was like, you know, we pay everything in cash. Everything was cash, you know. It wasn't about credit. It was about cash because, you know, cash was, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of learned from them because they were, you know, a little older than me. So I'm like, oh, that's how you do it. But after I got out the game, man, and I had everything, I ended up losing everything.
Right.
Wow. And I didn't have no type of foundation as to how to get this stuff back. You know, I worked my whole life. Why, you know, he can testify to it. And then in the game, and then you lose it all, and you like, okay, well, what now? How do I kind of get myself back in position? So that caused me to go through all types of hardships, financial hardships, emotional distress, not being able to provide for my children like I want to, not being the man that I needed to be, right, for myself and for the people I cared for. So it was I got to rock bottom. I was like, you know what? It ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna get to never again, ever in my life, wherever. So, you know, that's when, you know, work comes into play, making sure you have the steady income. But then once you have that steady income, building on that income so that you can have something so that if a rainy day comes, not only, you know, would you have like a savings component, but you could have some other components like credit. And how life insurance comes into play with that is, okay, well, I'm working so hard. And I may not have had, let's say, $500,000 or $1 million, right, in cash. But if something happens to me, I can get that sort of policy, you see what I'm saying, to make sure that my children are secure or my house is paid for or the cars, I don't leave anybody in debt, like stuff like that.
Right.
Not only that, but if you are into business, and now I'm talking about kind of more financial stuff with credit, like having a strong credit foundation is good for that because it can help you obtain the resources you need in order to grow your business.
Right.
So life insurance and just financial intelligence, that's very important to me, and that's why I founded Get Life a couple of years ago. So I started to learn about finances. You know, I got my licenses and stuff like that. And my whole thing was I just want this to be a resource for everybody in the hip hop community, in the Black community, especially for my brothers and sisters.
Right.
So right now at Get Life, you can go there right now. We got, we got everything. Everything you want to know as far as blogs, we have that. Tips, tricks, and strategies. We even have an AI assistant called Gary. Who's short for what's Gary's acronym short for? I can't remember. But you can ask Gary if you go to GetLife, GetLife.com, and ask Gary, like, what does your name mean? He'll tell you, and I can't remember right now.
Explain to the audience again what exactly is GetLife.
Okay, GetLife, like I said, was founded. It's for everybody, but mm-hmm. You know, I care about my community a lot. I care about my brothers and sisters. I care about people who have a passion for something like how we do in music, right?
Right.
Get Life is a resource. It's really more than anything a resource for people like us to learn and get educated. Mm-hmm. We're not selling you any type of courses. We're not trying to coerce you into anything. It's just really a resource. The life component is with life insurance. So if you want to get life insurance, you can get life insurance there and know that our advocates, we call them advocates because the people that work at Get Life are people who care just as much as I care. So right. We call them advocates for the community. We want to help people get the information they need so that like if they do pass away or even while they're living, because insurance is not just about death, but even while they're living, you can take the money that you've worked hard for and build something on top right. of that.
That and that's, you know, that's one of the things that you know, I wanted to get people to realize, or a lot of people that don't realize, how the insurance games work and how it can benefit you while you're still here. You don't have to wait to die to make that policy work for you.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And a lot of us, we get intimidated by it because we were never presented with that, you know, coming up. You know, a lot of times in the households, you didn't have parents that were astute enough in the insurance game or in the finance game to prepare us later on in life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you make mistakes and then you learn from those mistakes.
Right.
But if you got that information firsthand, like a place like Get Life, they're showing you, okay, you can do this, this, this with these policies. Right. You can do this, this, this to get your credit right.
Right.
Those are very advantageous programs that we need to start shedding light on in our community.
Right.
I wanted to touch upon that, like, because now with the different insurance policies, I know there's two different kinds. The ones, explain the one that you can, there's I forget the actual name of them, but there's policies.
Term life.
And there's another.
Whole life.
Yeah. Whole life.
Yeah.
So explain to the people the difference between the two, because that's where I was confused.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, first of all, there's so many types of insurance policies, life insurance policies. But the two ones that people kind of ask questions about are term life and whole life, right? And the difference is term life insurance is for a certain period of time.
Right.
So hence the word term. So let's say, let's take you for instance. Let's say, okay, you have kids. Your kids are like 10 years old.
Right.
You still have a mortgage you're paying for. You have 15 years left on that mortgage, right? Mm-hmm. Until it's paid off. You could say, all right, well, let me get a 20-year term policy. So in the event that if I die before this mortgage is paid off, not only can I pay this mortgage off for my kids so they'll have a place to live in, right?
Right.
But they can have a little extra on top of that too. So what that does is that creates a base, a foundation, so that your children won't have to go out and hustle and do all the hard work that you had to do, right?
Right,
stuff like that. Because what I'm starting to realize is we're always starting over. And we need foundation. Foundation, without foundation, it's hard, man. So whole life is more with whole life would be more of an investment type situation, where it's like, okay, let me purchase a policy that not only when I put money into it, that later on in the future, I could use it as a resource to take money out while I'm living.
Right.
So let's say you get a policy, I'm gonna just say age 30, you get a whole life policy. And also guys, the younger the better, because that's your low, the younger you are, the lower your rates will be. So let's say you start at 30 with a whole life policy. And let's say by the time you're 65, you retire, right?
Right.
You can say, all right, well, first of all, a lot of whole life policies accumulate cash value on top of the money you're putting in, right? So you can say, all right, well, let me get $3,000 a month out of the policy, right? That accumulated the cash value.
Right.
And what people do is they use it as retirement. Mm-hmm. So not only do you have your retirement check coming in, but you got this extra three grand coming in on top of that to help pay for your living expenses, things like that.
Right.
And that's what whole life is. Not only can whole life be used for that, but whole life can be used in the case, like, let's say if you have a kid and you buy them like a 10-year policy or 15-year policy, you can purchase whole life insurance for your children for only like 15, 20 years. Okay. So by the time they're 30, they might have accumulated some cash value. Okay, right. Let me use that as a down payment on a house.
Exactly.
So it's all types of ways that you can kind of flip whole life and term life. But those are the major differences. Term life is for term. Whole life is for your whole life. But a lot of people use it as sort of an investment strategy.
Right. And see, these are a lot of things that were taught to us in our community. You know what I'm saying? That we can actually use to build generational wealth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just have to be smart in the way that we go about using these tools. You know?
I want to touch upon the part, like, okay, like you said, when we was hanging a lot of hustlers, like we both come from that world. And there was a rapper that was on, I can't remember his name off the top, but he was using a bragging point where it was like, he never used credit. He just paid cash for everything. You know what I'm saying?
I don't remember him, but yeah, that's
the point. So it's like, you know, and that was the mentality I had. Like, I just recently just got into my whole trying to establish credit, because that was my mindset. Oh man, I'm just gonna grind up, get the cash,
right,
and just pay for it outright. So, how does that help or hinder in, you know what I'm saying? In the, well, if you like, everything in this digital world is more always about credit. Mm-hmm. But if you're just one of those entrepreneurs or businessmen that does have cash, is because you hear the argument on both sides.
Yeah, cash is good. Cash is good, and cash is always king. However, when you think about what really smart people do, they use other people's money. You gotta leverage other people's money, whether it's, you know, bank money or whatever. You have to leverage that. When you think about these big companies, what's the first thing they do? They get with venture capitalists. Come on. And they become billionaires. Of course, they have great ideas,
right,
but they're not spending their own money. Come on, man.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Exactly.
You know?
Everybody's not necessarily following the Dame Dash route. Dame Dash is always famous for, yo, put your dough up.
I respect Dame Dash. What's up, Dame Dash? 1199 in the building.
Right.
So, you know, can't knock my man.
No.
No, I ain't saying you knocking him.
Right.
But nah, Dame has his philosophies, and, you know, if they work for you, that's cool. However, a lot of us ordinary people, right, who can't really come up with tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars,
right,
we have to play the game.
Right.
And we have to play it strategically. So if you are like a guy, you know, you got a 9-to-5, okay, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. However, right, leverage that income in some sort of way, of course, pay your bills off or whatever, to start building your credit. Then take your credit and build something with that, because you should have a good idea. Make sure your idea is solid. You test it in the marketplace. And then go to market. But you're not using your money. And a lot of times, if you have really good credit, man, these people give you all types of money. Like, it's insane.
They'll throw it at you.
Yeah. So, but we have to focus on that. We all, you know, we grind a lot. And that's what we do. That's how we were raised, to grind.
Right.
However, we have to start learning how to kind of slow it down, think about, okay, the bigger picture, and then go after that. You understand? More of that, and I think things will be a lot easier. A lot easier.
That's what's up. We definitely going to finish this up.
Yeah. We're going to get
more stuff.
We definitely going to get more into it, man. So, you know what I'm saying? On the next segment, we're going to just get more into it, man. But I appreciate you giving that insight that you are. And like you said, repeat where people can go to learn about more about Get Life.
Definitely. Everyone, please go to getlife.com. The website is getlyfe.com. We're now on most of the social media platforms, so of course we want to get up our followers. So on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/getlife, Instagram _getlife, LinkedIn. You know, for all you professionals out there, please, if you want to be an advocate, we're looking for advocates in all of the 50 states. We have them contacting us now, so submit your resume and we would love to have you. But we're on most of the social platforms under _getlife. We just started a TikTok account. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe it. Right. Oh my God.
Yeah. Platform is platform. Yes.
So, thank you.
All right, no doubt.
Yo, shout out to African Stir Fry who couldn't be with us.
We definitely gonna catch up on the next episode. It's the Mood Slingers.
We out.